بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: إنكم لتعملون أعمالا هي أدق في أعينكم من الشعر، كنا نعدها على أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الموبقات. رواه البخاري. We read this hadith yesterday that Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that you people, addressing the people in his time, which is about 1400 years ago, you are doing such amal and you regard them as totally insignificant, you don't worry about them. Whereas in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should regard these things as totally destructive. What you regard as nothing, we should regard it as hugely and completely destructive. And this is in line with the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that there are many things that you people think are small things, but by Allah they are very big things. And in fact today we have reached that stage which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that not only we regard it as small and insignificant, but all the good things we regard as bad and the bad things we regard as good. Hazrat says that when we regard poison as medicine, poison which will destroy us, but we regard that as our medicine and that's going to cure us. And when we regard medicine which is going to cure us, we regard that as poison and we stay away. Hazrat says then, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then we have got no choice but just to complain to Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately, if we go and see, today we have to realize the Muslim nation, Islam, is completely different from all other ways of life, all other religions. In Islam, we believe in Allah. In the dunya, they believe in material power, that whatever all the material things are. We believe in the unseen, the ghaib. That is what a Muslim believes in. They believe in mushahada, what they see with their eyes. They believe in cause and effect. And we believe everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So just to like understand easily, what is the fuel, for example, of a paraffin stove? It is paraffin. But if we put oil in there, we put diesel in there, it will never burn. It's not going to work. In our car, if it takes petrol and we put diesel, it's not going to work. So a Muslim, his fuel is completely different. And when we are putting the wrong fuel of the people of dunya, dunya's way of life, and we expect Islam to be moving, it can never ever happen. We have to put the fuel of Islam, and that is obedience to Allah, believe in the Akhirah, and sacrifice for the sake of deen. Today we are doing the complete opposite. We don't want to give our lives. We want to save our lives and we want to change the deen in there, and we want Islam to prosper. Whether it is Palestine, whether it is any part of the world, if we want deen to come alive, then we will have to bring deen into our lives. We can't expect to bring dunya in our lives. All the insurance policies, all our other interest business transactions, all our other things that we are doing, the wrong things, and we expect Islam to come alive, no, dunya will prosper in that way. And our akhirat is completely different. So further, the explanation is given. The most self-disciplined and Allah-fearing of people after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the amazing qualities was that they regarded as important what others regarded as insignificant. That was the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Today we have changed so much that what they regarded as the right things, we regard as the wrong things. What they regarded as the wrong things, we are regarding it as the right things. And we are still proud to be great Muslims and very pious and righteous Muslims. They honored every command of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and refrained from every prohibition, because the more a person fears Allah Ta'ala, the more actions he will do and the more he will refrain from sin. when Egypt was not being conquered by the Muslims, 2 years it had taken them. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote to Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the commander of the army of the Muslims, that why is it 2 years and you still haven't conquered Egypt? He said, is it the sins that the Muslim, the army is committing? Are they committing some sins? Is that the reason? Or is the reason that they have got the love of dunya in them? Seeing all the prosperity at that time of Egypt and the love of dunya has come. Those were the causes. He did not say that your numbers are small, that your military arsenal, that all your military equipment is little, that your power is less. Muslims never fought on the basis of numbers, never fought on the basis of the amount of military arsenal they have and all the warfare things that they are. They fought on the obedience of Allah. And they said, our help comes from Allah when our enemy are disobedient to Allah and we are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. That is when Allah's help comes to us. And that is when we gain victory. But today, as the enemy is disobedient of Allah, we are also just as disobedient. Only we give it an Islamic flavor, whether it is interest we are consuming, but we call it profit sharing. Whether it is anything else that we do, wrong things, but we just giving it an Islamic name. And Allah's help does not come like that. Allah's help comes when Islam is in our lives. Otherwise, what is happening, may Allah protect us, we can expect even worse if we don't change our lives. If we don't bring the true deen, and whether it is we, the layman, or whether those who are being called ulama, but if we just have the outward front of Islam and no reality of deen, in fact we are doing the opposite of deen. We are doing things which are totally haram and we expect Allah's help to come, it won't help. Allah is absolute and nobody can control Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has got His set principles. If we submit to them, we will get the full help of Allah, the unseen and unbelievable help we will get of Allah Ta'ala. And if we disobey Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's azab is also very, very severe. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So the right thing for us to do in all matters, whether it is any illness and disease, whether it is the deaths that occur, we have to see it is not the things what the people of the dunya are attributing it to. But what does Islam say about it? And what are the causes of it according to dunya's people? The causes are different. According to us, the causes are different. The causes according to us is the disobedience of Allah, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And the solution for them are different things, stupid solutions they will present. And the real solution is obedience to Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately, even today the learned, we are following what they are promoting as what the protection is and what the protocols are that have to be followed. But what Allah is saying, what we must follow, that we are ignoring. We're sweeping it under the carpet. We know about it, but we make as if it does not even exist. In that way, we cannot expect the goodness from Allah Ta'ala. So it is clear, everything is very clear. If we don't want to accept it, that is our problem. But if otherwise the matters are very, very clear in front of our eyes. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us, whether it is here, whether it is in Palestine, wherever. And Allah Ta'ala, all who are passing away, Allah grant them the most lofty places, grant them Jannat inshallah. And those who are living, may Allah protect us, who are ill, who are seriously ill, who are mildly ill, Allah give all shifa also. And the main thing is we have to get our line and perspective correct and not bluff ourselves and carry on in our blind way and expect good results. That we realize and bring Islam, and to whatever degree we can, we give up our sinful lives, our sports, our Western way of life, our thinking in a Western way, all the wrong things and all the haram things, and we bring as much as we can towards the commands of Allah, and may one main thing very easy to make tawbah in istighfar regularly and to read durood sharif in abundance. These things are the things that will help us tremendously, whether we can see the connection or we can't see the connection, but these are the things that are going to help us. May Allah guide us to righteousness.